Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in August 1944, on the same day as my mother and father's wedding anniversary. Funnily enough, 19th of August. We lived in a place called Winnish, which is halfway between Wokingham and Reading. And I lived there for 25 years till I got married. My father was a baker, and locally did baking. He was up at 4 o'clock in the morning baking the bread ready for everyone, and then came home usually about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a normal childhood, really. I enjoyed it. No big problems. Very countrified, as it was then. We lived in this little bungalow with a huge garden, and rode around very active, really. And I suppose I've been very active for most of my life, doing a lot of sport. Educationally, I didn't like school, and I left when I was 15 to do an engineering apprenticeship. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed then the educational side, and I then went on to college and got an HNC in mechanical engineering, ONC, and going on to HNC in electronics. And that's how I pursued my career, really, as an electromechanical engineer.
You said you were always very active. Can you talk about those activities from the earlier stage?
Yes. The two main ones at that time were football and cricket. And I played football every weekend, Saturday, Sunday. I played with my brother during the day. And this really started, I suppose, just before I left school. And then on through my apprenticeship, right on. And then I started other sports, tennis. I like badminton and squash, and played those really for the, I suppose, right up until around 97, which is when I had my a hip operation, and then from then on I couldn't do it. But sport was really a big part of my life for a long time, and running, although I didn't like running too much, it was just a means to an end.
Did you play at a competitive level?
Yes, because I played in the Reading and District League at football. That was the main one, and then cricket later on as well in the sort of Reading and District Leagues. And then when I came over to Chalgrove to here, I played for the local pub club down the road, the Lamb, for a while. And then really to do with, it was more sport associated with the firms that I worked at, because they all had sports and social clubs. So that's how I got into sport.
And what about diet? Can you describe your childhood diet beginning in the 1940s?
Right. I don't remember an awful lot of it. Some of it I do, but I used to always go into Reading at the time. Now, this was just after the war. It must have been around about 1947, I suppose. And my grandma, I'd go in with my grandmother and my mother into Reading. And she'd treat me to some grapes and a pig's trotter, funnily enough. And I always remember those. But sweets and sugar and all that sort of thing was on ration. So in my early years, we certainly didn't have many sweets or any cakes or things like that. Although we did manage to get cakes later, because my father was, as I say, a baker. So we were privileged there. And so I was careful with my diet. And